I know that there are some, perhaps not all, the gentlemen in the congregation this morning, but I believe also some of the ladies in the congregation this morning would absolutely know immediately the name of Bobby Jones. Hands up those who don't know the Bobby Jones, isn't he? Probably one of the greatest golfers that the world has ever seen. And I'm glad indeed that I can talk about a little about Bobby Jones this morning, since we have some gentlemen from America here. And almost certainly all of you would have known who Bobby Jones was. Bobby Jones, out on the golf course one day, found an abandoned old putter, wooden shafted, single blade. He put it into his bag. And a few weeks later, he was in Australia playing in the Australian Open Championship. At one hole, his caddy put the old putter, by mistake, into his hand. And at that time, the rule said that once you had a club in your hand, you had to stick with it. You had to use it. Bobby Jones was faced with a very awkward putt, with a putter that he had never used in his life before, and he sank the putt. He won the competition. He won the competitions in Britain, in America, and Canada. He had an extremely good season, and he used throughout it the old abandoned wooden shafted putter. I would never ever have classed myself to be in the same place where Jones was, but for all my life, from the point that my father gave it to me, I had an old fashioned wooden shafted putter with a single blade. And I'm going to be conceited now. The fact that I got down to a handicap of 2 was because that putter was magic. It's important that we understand what I'm going to say shortly. That putter can be seen in a glass cage in Georgia State University. And so if you're ever in the state of Georgia, go and see it. But also take the opportunity to read the report which was in the Georgian State newspaper, written by Jones himself. And the headline says, "Be careful. Be careful for what you abandon." Words to consider and perhaps follow. And if I may stay for another moment or two with American sports stars, I remember reading a long, long time ago about a famous American baseball star. And I'm not going to ask you to put hands up for that. Hands up those of you who have ever heard of the name of Roy Campanella. At least one American has. We might almost give you some applause for that. Roy Campanella was one of the great baseball players. And very unfortunately, at the height of his career, he was involved in a very serious car crash and was left with injuries, which was so bad that he was semi-invalid. And he tells us in his autobiography about a discovery which marked a turning point in his life. "I just lay in my bed," he wrote. "My mind was full of panic. There were times when I was close to hysteria, and many a night I cried myself to sleep." One day, he writes, "the doctor came into my room, and he very politely asked the nurse if she would leave." Campanella said, "I couldn't turn my head and I couldn't see him, but I could tell from the tone of his voice that he had not come to pass the time of day. He came right to the point, and he said that he was disappointed in me. He had expected me to put up a battle, a fight. He told me that I was to stop feeling sorry for myself, that I wasn't the only one who had been disabled in life. And he said that I had to fight to restore something of my strengths. We cannot help you more than 10%, the doctor said. The other 90% has to be your effort. Campanella said that his talk shook him up. "And I realized that I had to get hold of myself, or my life would be over." And then he writes, "All my life, whenever I was in trouble, I turned to God for help. And so I remembered my Bible, and I asked the nurse when she came back if she would give it to me from the bedside table. This she did. And the Bible fell open at the 23rd Psalm. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. For thou art with me." And from that moment on, says Roy Campanella, "I was on my way back. I knew I was going to make it." He could have written, "Don't abandon that which is good." Campanella, a man who found he was in great danger of abandoning what would restore him to be what he wanted to be. He found the strength, he found the determination to overcome his weaknesses and his injuries. Bobby Jones, Roy Campanella, two men who would unite. Don't abandon. Hold on. The stories are both from the 20th century. The one we read this morning comes from the 1st century AD, but it teaches the same lessons, that in a time of difficulty or of trouble, we should not abandon God, thinking that he has abandoned us. Don't let fear separate you from the love of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. Like Roy Campanella, the disciples turned to God, and God was there. And like Campanella, they made it safely to the other side of the lake. 6 or 7 centuries before Christ, the psalmist sings to us, "I am thankful and glad, and I feel completely secure because you protect me from the power of death. And the ones you love, you will not abandon to the world of the dead. You will show me the path that leads to life. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life." And when the disciples realize the presence of Jesus with them, the storm abates and the waters become calm. And Mark in his gospel writes very clearly that to voyage with Jesus is to travel in peace, even if life seems to be in turmoil. The experience of the disciples was not something which happened once and which has never been repeated. It is still something which happens, and I've seen it again and again and again. And any minister with a congregation will tell you the same, because almost always in one congregation or another or in all, somewhere, someone, sometime feels the way that Roy Campanella did, and they can be brought back to God and know his love. The enemy, and we may call it an enemy, the enemy of personal dispeace is worry. Worry for ourselves, worry for those whom we love, worry for the future, which is unknown. I've said to you before that when I was very young and went to school for the first time, school bag in the back and a gas mask over my shoulder, what was going to happen in this war? What was going to happen to our families and our way of life? And we came through. Again and again, men and women would have turned to God. But never, never abandon what Jesus teaches us. He speaks of a father who will never cause his child a needless tear. He tells us of a love who will not allow death to separate us from God. And so, hear loudly in your mind and in your heart the words that Bobby Jones gave you. Don't ever abandon. Be careful what you abandon. Don't ever abandon the knowledge that God is there for us, even in the valley of shadow. Indeed, take the knowledge and let it guide you, that peace and security should lighten and light up your life, that in 1,000 years from now, people will say, "What an example of peace and trust has been handed down by people over generations." Who are they? Who were they? They are and were the people who bore an emblem, who were called Christians.